Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Steve, it's time now for the strawberry letter today. The subject is, my wife is living like she's single. And listen, if you need some advice on relationships, if you need some advice on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter.
All right. Just that simple.
We could be reading your letter live on the air just like we're reading this
Dating one. In Mississippi. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Yeah, this is a letter where you, our audience, write us, and we give you advice.
We can't make this up.
No. People think we do, though, because they're so crazy, but no. Here we go. Subject, my wife is living like she's single. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been married to my childhood sweetheart for 8 years, and we have 2 wonderful children. Early on, we had problems in our marriage, and we separated for a short period. But we worked things out, and I thought we were back on track. My wife admitted that during our separation, she had flings with 2 other guys. She compared me to the guys she had the flings with and bragged about the money and the nice things they had. I'm an educated guy, and I have a great full-time job and a part-time job for extra money. But it's not enough for my wife. She told me that I need to be making 6 figures to keep her happy. She has a demanding full-time job, so she doesn't do much around the house. I cook, I clean, I take the kids to and from school, wash the clothes, help the kids with homework, and maintain the lawn. She neglects my sexual needs, too, because she goes out most days after work to unwind, and when she comes home, she says she's exhausted. A few days after Christmas, she told me that I need to find a nice woman that will appreciate me and the little bit I have to offer because she needs more. She told me that after I found her texting one of her old flings. I asked her to see the text, and she showed it to me. The guy was asking her for sex again, and he said that their chemistry is unmatched. I am trying to stick out for my kids, but I cannot be her doormat in the process. She doesn't respect me as the man of the house, and I am not sure how we got to this point, but she is very disrespectful. Do you think I should try to stay for the sake of my kids or make her wishes come true and leave?
Who wrote this letter?
The husband. The husband. It seems like a letter that a wife would write, but no, this time the husband wrote this one. And, you know, doesn't the grass always look greener on the other side? I mean, she's, you know, thinking that these guys who were taking her out when she was on a break from you, you know, spending money and nice things and all that. Yeah, but she came back home. She's not with him. So the grass always looks greener on the other side. I have to ask you, though, what do you want to do? I mean, you're asking us, should you stay for the sake of your kids? I'm sure you don't want to stay with a wife who continues to disrespect you like your wife does. I mean, kids or no kids, you don't have to take this, man. You don't have to take. You do know that, right? I mean, where's your dignity? Where's your self-respect? Getting your kids and leaving her will probably be the best thing you can do to save yourself and your 2 children, okay, from this mama right now. She's just out of order. I mean, you said she's disrespectful. She's all of that. You sound like a good man, a hardworking man, and all of that. You know, you're cooking, cleaning, and doing all this stuff and taking the kids to school, working 2 jobs. You shouldn't be a doormat for her, so you're right about that. She definitely is disrespecting you, and I think you should take her advice. I really do. I think there is a nice woman who'll appreciate you. There are plenty of them, as a matter of fact, who'll take you and the kids. So get on out of there, okay? You don't have to take this. Steve?
Wow.
This is crazy,
it's
right?
Crazy.
Yes, it is.
My wife living like she's saying.
She is.
Just right there. Mm-hmm. Who wrote this letter?
He did.
My wife admitted during our separation she had a fling with two other guys. She just been out there just clowning. Not no affair.
She's been doing what?
Clowning.
Clowning.
Just out here just showing her natural. Two flings. Mm. That wasn't enough. She gonna compare the guys that she had the flings with, bragged about the money and the nice things they had. She gonna come back home and tell me about it.
Yeah.
Well, you might well stay your ass out there.
Okay.
Cause this some information you ain't finna bring. You're not finna come back, Steve Harvey, tell me this here. I don't know who you think I am. But who you talking to? Then let's go on. I am an educated guy and have a full-time job and a part-time job for extra money, but it's not enough for my wife. Somebody told me something one time.
What?
I just want to share it with you. A very, very wealthy person. He said, if you got one job and it ain't cutting it for you, why would you go get another one of them? Said, if you got a job that ain't cutting for you, your next move is you're going to have to open some type of little hustle on the side or business. But he said, always told me, he said, don't go get another job.
Okay.
He said, because you got one job ain't working for you. Why would you get another one of them?
Right.
So that was a very educational thing I learned. She told me that he need to be making six figures to keep her happy. Now, you got two jobs that ain't making six figures.
Right.
So you just working all the day and you still ain't making six figures. But this heifer right here done told you that's what you need to do to make her happy. You get on back out there and get the flinging again. See, that's what you probably need to do. Now, she has a demanding full-time job, so she don't do much around the house. Now, I want y'all to listen to this right here. He working two jobs already.
Right.
She got a demanding full-time job, but he say, I cook, clean, take the kids to and from school, wash clothes, help the kids with homework, and maintain the lawn. I already got two jobs. I just told this helper. I got a full-time job and a part-time job. Well, I ain't got time for this helper.
All right, hang on, Steve. Hang on. We're going to have part two of your response coming up. Subject, my wife is living like she's single. Part two of your response to...
In essence, this woman don't want this man.
My life is...
She didn't, when they separated, she had a fling, and now she comparing the guys to her. He do everything. He do all the work, and he got two jobs. She neglects my sexual needs because she goes out most days after work to unwind, and when she come home, she exhausted. Well, let me ask you a question.
What do you think that is?
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
When she out there unwind after a hard day's work, and when she come home, she's exhausted.
Yeah.
What you think she exhausted from? Unwinding? Unwinding ain't exhausted. It's when you getting wound up. That's exhausting. Yeah. It's when you get, see, men, see somebody winding her up real tight, and then sending her ass off. That's what it's like.
See, one more time.
Getting tight.
The winding.
Getting tight.
That's the winding.
Yeah.
Now, she do that three times a night. Boy, she coming in this house tired as hell. Then a few days after Christmas, she told me I need to find a nice woman that'll appreciate me and the little bit that I had off.
Wow.
Well, you know, she just told you, you need to go find you somebody post. And doggone it, you can do that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because she need more. She told me, I found her text in one of her old friends. I asked her to see the text. She showed it to me. First of all, you're not finna be that comfortable in my house where I asked you to see the text and you just go him.
Yeah.
Yeah, show it to me.
Yeah, no, you're gonna
have seen me somewhere in my life go off on somebody where you would pause and go, you know what? Showing him this text right now probably ain't gonna be the best thing.
Because
he has an ignorant side to it, and I don't wanna see it. But no, see, you ain't never demonstrated that. Let me see what you texting. Here.
Yeah.
Oh, you comfortable with him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy was asking her for sex again, and he said that their chemistry is unmatched. I'm trying to stick it out for my kid. What? Mm. Wait a minute, hold on. Did I read that wrong?
Nah, you read that right.
The guy was asking her for sex again, and he said that their chemistry is unmatched. I'm trying to stick it out for my kids. Wait, I must have missed something.
One more time.
The guy was asking her for sex again, and he said that their chemistry is unmatched.
Saliva.
I'm trying to stick it out for my kids. What the hell is missing?
It's a line missing.
Damn.
It's a paragraph missing.
What the hell? Who asked? Did you start whipping?
Wait, what, Steve?
Somebody, who asked, did you start whipping before you said, I'm trying to stick it out for the kids? But I cannot be her doormat in the process. She don't respect me as the man of the house. Aww. The man of the house. Dog, you ain't been the man of the house since she went out there and had them two flings. I'm not sure how we got to this point. Mm-hmm. That's the part. Mm-hmm. See, that's why you typed the letter. Mm-hmm. You're not sure how you got to this point. I'm crystal clear how you got here. Y'all was going wrong in your lives. Your childhood sweetheart. Y'all got married, hadn't experienced no life. Then y'all had some problems in the relationship. She went out there and had a taste of life. And the taste she had wasn't the taste you've been giving her. See, what you had been laying down, she thought was cool. Then she went out there and ran up into Rowdy Rodney Piper. She ran up in the... Yeah, she
What's
ran
his
up
name,
in the, Rowdy Rodney Piper. Then she ran up in the big...
Rowdy Rod.
Big, Dusty Rose. Then she ran up in the Junkyard Dog.
JYD, baby.
Then she ran up in the Ernie Ladd. Bobo Brazil and ran up into the Sheik and ran up into some people that was tossing her. And she been all Andre up in the air and getting flipped. Andre the Giant ran up in there. Randy Savage,
Macho Man.
You got some
Flair.
Gorgeous Gene. He ran up there and ran up into some Ric Flair. Whoa! And got turned OUT out.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
Now she come back home. And she in here with little Tiny Tim. little Kermit the Frog. She been in here playing Sesame Street. She done been out there in them streets and ran up into the WWF. She done been in bed with The Undertaker. Been all out there and had a date with Triple X. Been all over the place getting throwed from corner to corner, tossed into the ropes, flying off on the turnbuckle. Then all of a sudden, Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, got his hands on a souffle. Put her in a headlock. Put her in a souffle. And all of a sudden, overhead, fireman's carryover. Boom, she was on the ground. Now she back at the house.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
You ain't picking her up, throwing across the ring.
Yeah.
You ain't jumping off the top rope.
Yeah. Mm.
See, you ain't used none of the tricks. Now she don't want you no more. That's how you got to this point. What you need to do is do like she said. Find you somebody that appreciate the little bit you got. That little bit of money you making, and that little bit of loving you passing out. That little teaspoon of thing you been just shoveling around like you been dropping, bringing hammer work. That ain't hammer work. That's number two leaded pencil work you been doing.
Oh, man.
You ain't been doing what you thought you was doing. She went out there and ran up into Randy Savage. That's right, Gene. That's right, Gene. Don't come in. I'll come to bring the heat, baby. So, bruh, appreciate you writing your letter, but 2019 is over.
Yeah,
it's over in 2019.
Okay,
it's over. Yeah, just go on in there. Tell the kids. The kids know.
Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here, guys. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.